This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto will soon make a decision on the four coastal islands disputed by Aceh and North Sumatra provinces. Presidential Communication Office PCO head Hasan Hasbi said on Monday. Nasbi explained that in the Indonesian system, territorial sovereignty is under the full authority of the central government. Indonesia's House of Representatives Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency condemned Israel attacks on Iran military's areas and facilities, stating that the action not only violates national sovereignty, but could also potentially escalate regional conflict. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Time. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lembayung senja, lembayung senja, lembayung senja. Sendu di akhir tahunku, ingin berteduh, di manakah itu? Biru telah menungguku, ingin berjumpa di ranjang pasirmu. Diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu. Lembayu temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Lembayu temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Biru telah menungguku, oh, ingin berjumpa di ranjang pasirmu. Diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Jangan ganggu. Manjakan penatku. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan dan mataku, manjakan penatku, terkuras ideku. Setahun penuh liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu.
Diam-diam ku bawa satu, or silently I brought one, by 420. It's an indie band from Indonesia that has indeed has a lot of touch of peoples and also humanitarian aspects to their music. One of each is this song. And of course 420 also bring a lot of topics, other topics into the table and into their music, including environment. And talking about environment, the Environment Ministry has directed industrial areas to install emission monitors on thousands of industrial chimneys across the greater Jakarta area as a part of efforts to reduce air pollution. I think this is a very good move to have, since in Jakarta, we cannot lie, the pollution is becoming a problem, since almost everyone, not I'm not gonna say almost everyone, but a lot of people own their own vehicle, so there are a lot of private owned vehicles, therefore of course there will be a lot of pollution. Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nurofik said that as a control tool, we want all chimneys to meet the requirements that allow us to control them. Said during a meeting of review PT Jakarta Industrial Estate Pulau Gadung is Jakarta on Monday. This step is necessary, he emphasized, considering that officially there are around 4,000 chimneys across 48 industrial areas in Greater Jakarta. So I just mentioned about vehicles, but this info and also news focused more on the chimneys or the industrial pollution. Yes, that's also a problem because there are a lot of industrial chimneys and also, factories in Jakarta. Emission monitors or continuous emission monitoring systems, integrated systems that measure flow, dust, and concentration of air pollutants can help determine the sources of pollution when there is a decline in air quality in Jakarta and its surrounding areas. So this indicator, I would say this is an indicator of a lot of things. It will measure flow, dust, and also concentration of air pollutants. I think this is a very solutive solution to this problem, since if there's an indicator of how much pollutants that are in one chimney or in each of the chimneys that Jakarta, especially Greater Jakarta, has, we can divide it more and also verify it more, which of the chimneys from which industry and from which factory that can be, reduced, the pollution can be reduced, it's from them, we can identify it, so therefore we can reduce the number of pollution that we currently have in Jakarta. The ministry is currently monitoring activities in 48 industrial areas in Greater Jakarta as a mitigation measure to check the decline in air quality in the area. This is a very good move from the Indonesian government, since, yes, the air quality in Jakarta needs to be improved because, of course, there's a lot of people in Jakarta, all age, all backgrounds, and all of them deserve to live a healthy life.
Dia yang tak ku suka, dia yang tak ku duga, tak pernah ku menyangka, apakah ku jatuh cinta.
Dia yang sesungguhnya tak mungkin ku terima. Apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Jatuh padanya.
Bersamamu itu tak mungkin, sungguh tak mungkin. Oh, mungkinkah rasa ini? Apa namanya? Sungguh ku tak mengerti. Apakah ku jatuh cinta? Kadang dia gak peka,
kayaknya suka norak.
Taranghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying these waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, Southwest Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or crafts center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsmen who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. project showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven cloth was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products, so we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Raja Pola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Raja Pola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week, really it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Raja Pola is not as glorious in the pastime. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Raja Pola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be opened domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, katanya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. Grass and mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapola people, grass and mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapola people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient. Thank you.
if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, and share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Senang, namun bimbang dan kaget.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Not sure what to have for breakfast in Jakarta? Come here, come along. On some of Jakarta routes, you may find this culinary. It is pecel. Pecel is one of Indonesia's most popular culinary specialties, especially in Java. This dish consists of a variety of boiled vegetables such as spinach, kale, long beans, and bean sprout. Pecel is doused with a savory and slightly spicy bean sauce. The combination of sweet, savory, and spicy flavor from the peanut sauce makes pecel a simple yet very appetizing meal. Usually, pecel is served with accompaniment such as crackers, rempeyek kacang, fried tofu, fried tempeh, or lontong. Not only delicious, pecel is also healthy because it is rich in fiber and nutrients from the vegetables used.
Rasanya enak, harganya murah. Biasanya saya pakai untuk sarapan pagi. Dan dari bahannya itu dari sayur-sayuran.
Simple yet rich in flavor, pecel is proof that traditional food is preserved from generation to generation.
Cintaku kepadamu Sesering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Untukku.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store.